Blog Talk Radio.
Setting up the show, stuff like that happens. I mean, let's keep it real. Sometimes it happens. That shows you that I'm still human even when I'm programming the shows. Because definitely I was like, oh, that's not our show intro. Like, okay. But we will be talking about sex, but not a whole lot about it. What was I going to talk about? Oh, I went to a home show yesterday. I should have taken pictures. I got free tickets because I'm a veteran. And I don't know if you remember I talked about the home show I had went to a couple of weeks ago where I was just like, really, this is this fucking home show and I paid $10 to get in?
Oh, yeah.
It was a night and day difference. I mean, it was so fucking packed. The vendor that I was looking for, I walked past it three times because there was so many damn vendors there, okay? On top of that, and I know that, and don't nobody knock me. Well, I take that back. You could do what you want, but I'm going to say this. When I go to a home show, I can handle food being there. I can handle alcohol being there. I can handle everything being there, but it being political because, see, when you bring politics into where I'm trying to get my house fixed at, I got a problem. Because I didn't know me getting my fucking house fixed had to do with who the fuck was running for president and governor. And I'm just being honest. And I know that people want to set up where they can. But let me tell you something. A good way to turn me the fuck off is to have shit there that I don't want to know. Like I said, I understand people selling the fudge. I understand people selling me shit to get the dogs and off my dogs off the bed because, Lord, I did buy one of them. I can understand you selling alcohol there. I can understand you selling clothes. What is the point of you being political? Because, see, what if I were a person who turned around and saw what I saw yesterday and I won't say what I saw and filed a major complaint and said, you know, I ain't buying shit from nobody because if this is what you got here, this is possibly what you're supporting. And everybody doesn't see it that way. And I'm not saying I saw it that way. But I'm telling you, it was a major turnoff to walk in there to see something like that. And like I said, I am not against freedom of speech. Let me get that clear. The First Amendment, I'm for. I'm for freedom of speech. But I do feel that when you are putting on something like a expo to get people to do stuff for their homes and you put this inside the expo, so you're telling me getting inside and on my house is political now? What the fuck is that? Now, I can understand the food because, see, everybody who got a house needs to eat. I might want some of that damn fudge for my housewarming. I might want alcohol for my housewarming. I might want a new dress for my housewarming. I don't want a political person at my housewarming, okay?
True.
You know, unless you come to fix my shit for free, I don't want the political views of one or the other. So I want everybody to understand this. I would not have cared if it was for someone that I supported. I don't want to see that in certain places. And I feel that when I'm talking about getting my house built and, I mean, house repaired, and there were some home builders there. So you're talking about people spending an excess of $10,000. Do you really think that I want to deal with somebody and their fucking political views when I'm looking at spending 10 plus G's? Now, unless you're going to drop that 10 plus G's for me, get the fuck up out of the space where I'm trying to conduct business. And that's the way I look at it. I know people may not agree with that. I know that people may say, but Ms. V, it's freedom of speech. I am not against freedom of speech. What I am against is that some things I don't want to see when I go to a home improvement show. Like I said, I can understand the folks selling the fudge. I can understand the person selling me the little lint cleaner because that deals with my house. And I know y'all will say, what does fudge have to do with my house? It really, you know, I could put fudge with my house. Fudge is not political. Clothing is not political. But when it's clearly political, that's where I draw the line. There is a time and a place for that. And that is my feeling. It doesn't mean that my feeling is correct. That is just my feeling. I just feel that there's a time and a place. And having a booth set up at a show, such as a home improvement show, could easily get people to walk away. Because it's not like this is, and I'm going to say this, because these shows are not, it's not like the show is free to get into and anybody can walk in there. People are walking in there. I understand you're catering to a certain crowd, but you got to realize that what if I were that person? What if I were confrontational? And that's the best way to put it. And walked up and said, why you got this shit here and blah, 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 blah. I mean, that to me, that's a hostile atmosphere because you never know who's coming into these shows. And to allow something like that, you're asking for confrontation depending on who comes out there.
Well, that's the thing.
And,
when you go
and
to
the fact that
interview,
they were... Oh, and they had three bars set up. So let's get this clear. So, and this is why I really, literally, when I say bars, they had alcohol for sale at the home show, inside of the home show, not outside of it. They had three bars in three different areas set up to buy alcohol. So you put alcohol, political views, that's disaster.
Oh, I agree. But those vendors, those people that set up and do these shows, they are wanting anybody and everybody to pay their space. That way they can break even and make money. So they don't care what you're pushing, what you're selling, and that's wrong. It should be, I want this for my home. Now, if you've got a political view to push, I'm not going to buy that for my fucking home, and I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. So,
you know,
no.
And like I said, there was a full booth selling political paraphernalia. And that,
yeah.
And like I said, everybody is entitled to their views. I will just say that it was a turnoff for me. Luckily, as they say, I put my blinders on and act like I ain't see it. It pissed me the fuck off, though. It really did upset me. And I could have dealt with it one of two ways, like I did by walking away and acting like it wasn't there. Or
right.
I could have been confrontational. And the people who were in that particular booth were confrontational. Because as soon as I walked past that booth, it was, one of them. Now, I could have turned, I could have did a 360 and said, what the fuck you mean, one of them?
Uh-huh.
But I would have been giving them exactly what they wanted. And that I wasn't going to do. Because, for one, I knew where I was at. Two, they didn't know a damn thing about me. And three, I didn't want my picture all over the fucking TV because it would not have been cute. Regardless of what the outcome would have been, it would not have been cute. I'm just saying.
True.
Just because people flip the script. And it's just like the number of people who are upset, and I'm going to say this, and I know people are going to say I should be pro what happened on Friday. Okay, I don't know if you heard that there was a mistrial and two acquittals in the trial against the gentlemen who were accused of plotting to kill the governor of Michigan. I'm going to tell you.
Yes, I did hear some of that.
And this is how I feel about this. Since I wasn't on the jury, I go only tell you what I heard. But what I can tell you is that one of the things I heard which really got me, and I was like, damn, you know, even the verdict was made political because someone said if this trial would not have been in the location it was, which was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and it would have been in Detroit, that they would have been convicted because of the views in that part of the state. Well, you don't get to choose where you're going to have your trials at. You got to, your venue is your venue, okay? And if you cannot convince those people to convict, I'm not going to say, since federal trials are the one thing that are not allowed to, there's no cameras or anything ever allowed in the courtroom, so you don't know what's going on. And what I will say is that, do I feel justice was served? I can't say. I will say that two men were acquitted and two was a mistrial. So there had to, what my question is that if there was a mistrial on two of them and all four of them were being tried together, that means that there is probably going to be a conviction on them other two. And what was so strong against these other two that wasn't against these that made it where they had a mistrial? Because these guys are going to be retried. The other two get to walk and never get tried again. And the way I look at it,
right,
people are going to say what they say. Now, do I know if they were just bullshitting and talking? No, because I wasn't there. You know, and I was not on the jury. I wasn't in the courtroom. I didn't hear anything. I know what they said on the news, but you only get bits and pieces on the news. You don't get what's actually going on. And I don't know the makeup of that jury. So at the end of the day, I feel justice was served. I feel that the political system did what it was supposed to. Does that mean that maybe someone got off? I don't know. But you got two acquittals and two mistrials. There are people who want me to say, oh, they should have been convicted. I wasn't there. I don't know everything. I know what they said on the news. Unlike George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery, where that shit was fucking on video, none of this was on video. So, yeah, I have a strong opinion about the George Floyd trial and the Ahmaud Arbery trial. And I agree that both of those convictions should have been convictions because of what the whole fucking world saw that. Nobody saw that.
Correct.
There were people on the inside, but it wasn't a fucking videotape for all of us to see to have an opinion. And that is where I think that we as citizens have to say, we might not agree with what comes out in situations, but we don't know the whole case. We don't know what was presented. We weren't there.
Agreed.
So we have to trust the justice system, that they did what they were supposed to, and that the convictions or the acquittals, and in this case the acquittals, stand. I'm not going to knock and say what these – now, I will tell you, am I going to be stereotypical when I say this? Now, I saw the pictures of these guys. Now, let me tell you, looking at the pictures, I'd be like, yeah, that motherfucker looked like he needed to be. I mean, one of the guys looked like Hitler. I ain't going to lie. One of the guys who got acquitted looked like Hitler. And that shit right – okay. Now, I will tell you, from the picture that I saw, I was like, I ain't going to lie to you. And I know that this is wrong because as a black woman – the first thing I said is don't judge a book by its cover. But I can tell you, I looked at one of them motherfuckers. I said, damn, that motherfucker looks like Hitler. Now, in my mind, if you look like Hitler, I'm going to convict your ass, okay? I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, trust me, when I saw the photos of all four, it's like, you guys are about some stupid motherfuckers right off the bat.
But let's make this clear, everybody. We're talking about pictures. We're not talking about what was presented. So it is a
correct
big difference. And like I said, we're talking about pictures. Now, like I said, I saw the picture. I was like, damn, motherfucker, you know, you're going down. I'll be the first one to say, don't judge me because I walk into a place either because I'm black. But the testimony was different, and I wasn't there. I didn't have a video.
Yep.
you know, nobody showed me and the rest of the world what was going on. Big difference.
True.
So I want everybody to understand, my view is not political. I'm looking at, if I truly want to stand behind by saying, I believe that the justice system works, I have to accept what comes out, even if I don't like the outcome. And in this case, I can't even say I don't like the outcome because I really don't know the full situation. I know what was put on the news. But I don't know the full situation. I know, and what people need to look at is that there were convictions in this because two of the guys said guilty, so there's something to it. And that's what I will say. If I'm going to have an opinion, I'm going to have an opinion because two of the guys pled guilty when they were charged to this crime and testified against the other one. So that's where I'll say, well, it must be something to it because you had two guys plead guilty and said this is what they were going to do.
Well, that's the thing.
But you gotta
heard on those two were it was a FBI officials and informants kind of helped coax them on. But that's what the news said. So it's still not what the jury heard. It could be, could not be.
Right.
So,
but they're also not talking about, like they said. And see, here they don't talk about that. They only show four. It was actually six guys tried. Two pled guilty. And the two that pled guilty testified against them. And one of the guys who pled guilty was actually the ringleader of this group.
Uh-huh.
So that's what the rest of the country has not heard. You know, they
right.
don't talk about that. Two other people that testified against these four were two people who pled guilty who were part of it. Not A.M. Cronin, but these were
four people.
And that's why when people ask, what's my opinion? Here in Michigan, they do talk about, the attorneys that are analyzing here in Michigan do bring up, remember, two of the people that testified against them were two people who had already pled guilty because they were charged also. They talk about the four, but it was actually six guys who were charged originally. And there's eight
okay.
other individuals that are being tried in here in the state of Michigan conspiring with them. So there's
okay.
still a state trial that's going on. Those are the things that the national media does not talk about. And like I said,
no.
even with the information that I have, I still question what was presented because two of the people testified against them. Now, I will tell you, we did have a fucking they can say that it was an FBI informant. It was an FBI agent that set them up. Here's where the real story came out because even here, we had heard for the longest it was an FBI agent. It was a fired FBI agent who had a cybersecurity company that went in and did this. Therefore, now you're looking at a totally different thing because even I was like, I'm like, well, the FBI got somebody up in there. But when they said that, they said he had been fired and was trying to make business for his cybersecurity company. Guess what?
Okay.
You know when
yeah.
you know when I finally heard that information? Guess when I heard that information? You ready for this? And I'm here in Michigan. I want to say Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. Is when I heard about, because all before that they were saying FBI, FBI, FBI. This was they finally disclosed that it was a fired FBI agent.
Holy shit. Yeah,
which is a
never
big
heard
difference.
That. And that's why I definitely wanted to find out with this situation up there in Michigan, if you've heard more than what I've actually heard here in Oklahoma. And you actually have.
And I want everybody to understand, even with the information I've heard, I have to trust our jury. I have to For my own sanity, I have to believe that justice was served. Do I believe it in my whole heart? I don't know, because I wasn't there. And because this was a trial that was not publicized, unlike where all these other trials, and let's keep it real, if you are a political junkie or a court junkie, there is court TV. And if you don't know how to find court TV, if you have the internet, and I'm going to say this because everybody's going to say I'm crazy. If you have the internet, you have court TV, because Pluto TV has like 5 million damn channels, and Pluto is free. If you never heard it, go on Pluto TV. You got all kind of shit on there. It's so much shit on Pluto TV. I don't even watch Pluto TV because my ass will never go to sleep. If you have insomnia, go to Pluto TV. I'm serious.
Yep, and I do have Pluto, and yeah, I agree with you. They have a shitload of channels.
They got so many damn channels. I can't even tell you all the channels. But that's where you could watch the court stuff at, because Pluto TV has a channel dedicated strictly to court shit. So, I see Randy got his hand up. Randy, let me bring you in, because for whatever reason, my mama starts to time it out a lot.
And I do have more questions.
Oh, that's an ugly hand. Hey, Randy. I'm sorry. I'm looking at on my switchboard. The hand that they have up looks like a ghost hand. This one is a white hand, but it almost looks like it's a skeleton hand. The other hand that they used to have was better. This one is kind of scary. Hey, Randy.
Oh, damn.
It is.
Hey,
kind of
beautiful.
Scary.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Oh, finally home, resting. Long day at work today. Happy, but I'm happy.
That's good, Randy. How are you doing? Other than that, man.
I'm sorry?
How are you doing other than resting and relaxing now?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I've been fine since this morning, early in the morning, besides getting up at 6 a.m. Yeah, I'm used to that sort of thing. Y'all talk about the acquitted, those two guys got acquitted?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that on the news. They said two acquitted and one's, the other two, what is it, a hung jury or something, or they're undecided or something?
Yeah, they're staying in jail. They're going to retry them. It was a hung jury. It was a hung jury. So they're going to be retried.
Hmm. Yeah. A lot of crazy stuff going on around this world.
That ain't no shit.
How's the weather over there where you guys are? I'm cold where I am.
I have not left my house today. The couple of times I went outside with the dogs, it didn't feel that bad. It's in the 50s, but
mm-hmm.
This is Michigan where it was snowing yesterday. So I was having a conversation with someone in D.C. On Thursday, and they were asking me, and I said, listen, I will complain about the weather, but I will not give up my bipolar weather for nothing. And when I say I won't give up, let me tell you why I will not give up my bipolar weather. I will not give up the bipolar weather because the two things that we very seldom have in Michigan that they have in the rest of the country, wildfires
mm-hmm.
and hurricanes.
Tornadoes.
Guess what? Now, we get tornadoes. We get tornadoes here. So that's why I didn't say we don't get tornadoes, because we do get tornadoes.
Yeah.
We've gotten tornadoes as close as 30 miles from where I live at. So we get tornadoes.
Oh, damn.
And they're killer tornadoes. So we do, I mean, we don't get them as bad as, like, your part of the country, but we do get tornadoes.
Yeah. Okay. And
so
see, that thing,
you know.
88 degrees.
Well, where you are?
I had turned on, I had to turn on my AC today.
88 degrees. That's summertime weather.
No.
But the inside of my house was 80 degrees today, which tells you that it had to be pretty warm outside for the inside of my house to be 80. And the dogs literally stayed outside all day.
That's a good day for the dogs. And see, thing, here in Oklahoma, we don't get hurricanes either, but we will get tropical storms that actually fizzle out and stay here for 3 days, which is very unusual.
In my life, let's say, in my lifetime, I've never seen a tornado during my lifetime. I never see it. We see floods. We even got an earthquake.
I missed a tornado by like 5 minutes, and I was actually, I want to say it was either 86 or 87, where a tornado actually touched down on the freeway here in Detroit, and it was a real tornado. And it was funny because, and when I say funny, when I got home, because it had gotten really dark, I remember that day. And when I got home and it was on the news, they were like, yeah, we had a tornado touchdown on I-96. And I'm like, damn, I was just there. And they showed it, and I was like, damn, I was there. Like, I want to say like 5 minutes before a touchdown, I was right in that area.
Yeah.
And that's the closest I have been. I mean, but the winds we get here are, we get gale force winds where I live at because I live outside of Detroit. So the winds are horrible. I live less than half a mile from the weather siren. That's why I'm always talking about the weather here, because literally my weather radio goes off every Wednesday, and people do not understand how I have a weather radio. And I'm like, you know why I got one? Because, bitch, my weather radio, I'm telling you, unless it's something that comes out of nowhere, when you have a weather radio, you do really get a good warning, because your weather radio will go off for your phone.
Yeah.
Because that comes from the National Weather Service directly.
Mm.
And where I live at, I actually hear the siren when it goes off, because I'm less than half a mile from the actual siren. And here in Michigan, every city is required to have that weather alert siren. And now that we're in the month of April, the first Saturday of the month, the siren goes off at 1 p.m. That damn thing is so annoying, because I can tell you, on the first Saturday, I try to make sure that, like, if I'm at home, I won't have the first Saturday of the month in the summertime, I won't have my windows or anything open, because I'm so close to the siren, and it goes off for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's really annoying. But I would rather have that siren going off than to not know what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you both something. Have y'all ever had earthquakes during your lifetime?
Yes.
I've been in two major earthquakes. I was in the San Francisco earthquake, and 3 weeks later I was in the Tokyo earthquake. So I've been in major earthquakes.
Well, my
the epicenter, the San Francisco earthquake, literally, we thought it was turbulence when we were taking off, because we were taking off from San Francisco Airport coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got up in the air, the pilot made the announcement that we were just in an earthquake, and that's the one that destroyed Candlestick Park. 3 weeks later, I'm back in fucking Japan. Now, the epicenter was in Tokyo. I was 300 miles from the epicenter when that earthquake hit, and that hit at 3 in the morning, and it woke us up, because I was 300 miles from the epicenter, and it shook that hard. That wasn't a joke.
Yep.
The reason I asked that, because the only time I seen an earthquake in my lifetime, was in Maryland, Baltimore, where I am. It's I remember the date. It was August 23rd, 2011. It was around like in the afternoon, like 5:02. And I was in the library just doing my thing. And then all of a sudden, the building moved and stuff. I just saw it was a truck. First time I saw it was a truck. Then when the second time it moved, it started shaking. I just ran out of there. I mean, everybody was out on the street. I mean, I've never seen an earthquake on the East Coast.
They will happen. It's rare, but they do happen because we have had two or three here in Michigan. And this is part of global warming. And the plates up underneath the, down under shifting. And, they said that actually the East Coast is due for a major earthquake.
Yeah. And that's the thing here in Oklahoma. Most of ours started years ago because of the oil and natural gas business. But the big one I felt, I think it was a 5.34. And it was, holy shit. The whole place is shaking. Lights are swinging back and forth. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? No, that was a fucking earthquake.
Well, on that day when I came home, I just saw some stuff on the floor, TVs on the floor, books on the floor. That place wasn't like that when I left.
Yeah.
Wasn't that sloppy when I left? Got TVs on the floor, books on the floor. I'm surprised the building didn't fall down because it's an old building. I mean, it's an old building. Old buildings last long. If it's like a piece of shit building, like say around a couple of years ago, it'd probably be gone.
Well, that's what's weird where you are, Randy. They were not built for earthquakes. And I'm sure that there is structural damage to all the buildings there that had stuff come off the shelves or on the floor, period.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking at my walls right now. It's still got the crack. You got a little crack on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Crack on the wall. I think that's from that earthquake. I mean, it wasn't like that when I first moved there. It was not like that. I mean, I'm surprised the building didn't fall down.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean,
structural damage. So if you have another big earthquake like that, that building could come down.
Hmm. Well, let's hope it doesn't happen again. I mean, come on. I mean, that was the first time.
No.
That was the first and only time. First and only time in my lifetime. During my lifetime.
Correct.
I mean, that happened about 2011, 11 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I
want to ask you guys a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm changing the subject because I'm here talking about food. Now, I'm asked this because I still do not know. But I know where you're at, Greg. You guys have a Chick-fil-A. Were you aware that you could buy the Chick-fil-A sauce? I don't know if you guys have it down there, but here we have called Gordon Food Service, the Gordon Food Service. And they sell the Chick-fil-A sauce there. And my daughter... Because, first of all, Chick-fil-A ain't open on Sundays nowhere in the country. My problem with Chick-fil-A is that I feel that when you are a multi-million-dollar company and you're imposing your religious views on your employees and the rest of the country, you should understand some of us ain't going to shop. I will be honest. Before I found out Chick-fil-A's political views, I went there once. And that was when I was in West Virginia. Because I wanted to know what the hype was. I'm serious. I wanted to know what the hype was about Chick-fil-A. Apparently, I bought the wrong thing because it's no place that I'm looking forward to go back to. Now we have 5 or 6 Chick-fil-A's around me. There's always a line. But because of what I had at Chick-fil-A, I'm like, I wasn't impressed. I was like, okay, y'all making a scene? Like, seriously? And everybody told me because I got the grilled chicken that I got the wrong thing. I guess Chick-fil-A is known for their fried chicken or something. Whatever Chick-fil-A is known for, I got the wrong damn thing because what I got, I wasn't impressed. I was like, okay, fucking grilled chicken.
I've never had grilled there. It's always been the original.
Fried chicken.
And it is better than Popeyes, KFC, better than Church's. And
Chick-fil-A?
But
you gotta be kidding. You gotta be kidding.
No, it's better. Those are the best ones here in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Chick-fil-A I would rather go to, but I'm not going there because of, it's like, no. Now all the sauces that they have, they sell at Walmart or convenience stores. Or not convenience stores.
Well, see, we didn't know that. We just saw it here, so I told my daughter. I sent her a message this morning because I remember her saying that all she really wants is the Chick-fil-A sauce. She don't want to go there because their sauce is what really make it. So I saw at Gordon Food Service that they had it. So I sent her a message, and she was like, they actually have the regular and the Polynesian here. So I told her when I'm out running around, I will stop and I'll get it for her because where she lives inside the city of Detroit, ain't the city – they really don't have shit at the grocery stores inside the city of Detroit. You have to come to the fucking suburbs to get shit, which is pitiful.
And see, that's
like my
here in Oklahoma. I mean, we have the two sauces from Chick-fil-A. We also have ketchup, mustard, and all that from Whataburger in grocery stores. And some Taco Bell stuff, but
Taco Bell shit is all over the country.
Yeah, but they used to have the Diablo sauce. You can't find that shit no more.
Why?
You talking about the Taco Bell Diablo sauce?
Oh, I love that shit.
You know what I do?
It's the hottest one. One they got, I love it.
Ever go back to normal? When I want the Taco Bell sauce, I just want to grab a shitload of them because, you know, they're one of the few places that don't keep their packets behind the counter.
If I'm running low on Diablo sauce, I go Taco Bell, go inside, eat, and grab me a big-ass handful.
I mean, my first introduction to Taco Bell dates back to high school. All they had is tacos. I mean, just simply tacos.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I'm talking about back in the early 80s, in my case.
Taco Bell had a bomb-ass
they also
breakfast,
did, like, an Enchiladas.
I mean,
Enchiladas were awesome.
Back in the 80s, they didn't have burritos or chalupas or whatever the hell they're doing right now. They're making right
now. In the 80s, they had tacos and burritos and the enchiladas. They did not have the chalupas. They had the burritos and the enchiladas back in the 80s because the enchilada was the one damn thing that they took off the menu. And the only way to get an enchilada is you have to ask for it because it's no longer a regular menu item. But they will make it and you can still order it.
And there's one restaurant now, Taco Casa, that has enchiladas. Same exact way. And they're awesome. Love them.
I mean, getting back to Taco Bell. Yeah, have you seen their commercials? I know you, like, both of you seen their commercials.
Yeah, they got a breakfast commercial now, and their breakfast is the bomb. And I never did think their breakfast was the bomb, but their breakfast is good as hell. As a matter of fact, out of all of the fast food places that sell breakfast, them and Wendy's, now Wendy's breakfast, if you go to Wendy's for breakfast, let me tell you something. You're going to be full for a minute unless you have a bottomless pit for something. Because that damn breakfast sandwich of theirs, and I've had it, that damn thing fills you up in this, and it's the right size. I can't even describe it. All I can tell you is that damn thing is good.
I love Taco Bell and Wendy's breakfast.
I mean, during our lifetime, when we were kids, the only breakfast we have fast food is McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah.
An egg and muffin with cheese. But see,
yeah.
I don't even do fast food breakfast now, because see here, where I live at, and even when I was growing up, I really didn't do fast food breakfast, because here in Michigan, and I can only speak for Michigan, and I say this because this is truly a Michigan thing. This is not a all-over-the-country thing. We have what we call Coney Islands here. Now, Coney Islands, the best breakfast in the world, and I will put my hand on a Bible to it. If you want a damn good, cheap breakfast, go to a Coney Island. It's something about that damn breakfast at the Coney Island that you be like, damn. And they always have a breakfast special, and it's only the Coney Islands. I'm not talking about these little mom-and-pop restaurants. It has to be a Coney Island. And it has to be a Coney Island that's normally open 24 hours, because the Coney Islands are the wrong restaurant. They're like the white, they're like a step up from White Castle, because you go to Coney Island is where you go to after the club. You go clubbing here in Michigan. I don't care if you go to a concert, you go to a football game, you go to anything. If you get out at night, a basketball game, a hockey game, anything that goes past 9 p.m. at night, you walk out the club at 2 in the morning and you hungry, you could get you a good-ass Greek salad at 2 in the morning. You could get you some chili cheese fries. You could even get breakfast at 2 in the morning. You could get anything from the Coney Island. But the Coney Island breakfast is the best breakfast, because they normally have, like, a special. And their special is normally two eggs, toast, hash browns, and sausage or bacon. And it's normally, okay, I haven't had a Coney Island breakfast in a minute. The last time I got one, I want to say the special was like $5.99. And, oh, my God. You get your breakfast from Coney Island. And even their sandwiches. Because, see, there's something about the sandwich from Coney Island. And the sandwich I used to get in the morning from Coney Island was a BLT with eggs. And I know everybody just say that's an egg sandwich. No, you have to have a BLT with eggs.
Yeah.
Cut in half on wheat toast. That bitch is good.
And say that thing when you say Coney Island. Coney Island here in Oklahoma is a hot dog Coney Island Greek spaghetti type place. There ain't no breakfast.
See, here, Coney Island restaurant, it's fast food, but it's a different breed of fast food.
Let me ask you something. Is this fresh? Is it homemade? Is it a processed food?
No, it's not processed. Everything is cooked to order. Everything at Coney, nothing is pre-cooked. Everything is cooked to order at Coney Island. Everything is cooked to order. The only thing that will be pre-cooked is like when you do breakfast. If you get your grits, the grits are probably they'll have a big batch of grits made. And they might have a big batch of bacon, depending on how their breakfast service, and it depends on the Coney Island and how their breakfast service goes. Some Coney Islands will have like a shitload of breakfast bacon already made, and they keep it under the steamer, but I'm telling you, it's just as fresh because they constantly making it.
Yeah.
But the grits are normally the one thing that they'll have pre-made just because it takes too long to try to make them. But your eggs, your toast, everything is cooked to order right then and there, other than the chili. The chili is already done in big batches because it's the chili sauce. It's not a regular chili. You've got your chili that you eat, and you got the chili sauce for the Coney Island. And those are two different chilies.
Yeah.
But those are that's pre-made, but everything else is cooked to order. And I'm telling you, cooked to order, oh, my God. Like, I have a Coney Island here by my house, and they're only open, which I do appreciate because I live in a small city. They only hire people that live in the city or around the Coney Island, but they are only open from 7 to 3. Do you know how hard it is to get your fucking – Oh, and you know what? They have been in business since before I moved out here, and they are successful, and they are the only business that did not cut down on their hours during the pandemic. And
really?
I think because they already had such short hours, they did not change their hours. They were open. They were doing strictly carry out, but
right.
Hey,
nice.
I was eating, put it like this, out of all of the businesses, even though they had to cut down, they did, I want to say a couple of waitresses let go because they weren't doing dine-in service, but shit.
Yeah.
We was ordering food. They stayed open during the whole pandemic.
Damn.
Nice. All
and
right, here's another
down.
Question. Now I have a opportunity to take a cruise November, December, or January to the Bahamas. Now, Miss V, is AVN going to happen in January of 2023?
I don't know. I'm being honest. I don't know. I haven't even checked.
Because I know you set up, and it's like, I need to find that out.
Because, you know, they went virtual again this year, and they have not announced where their new location is going to be because, you know, Virgin Atlantic, it's Hard Rock is not a Virgin Hotel, and they do not want them back.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, wow.
So,
because
okay,
I don't know if
like,
I...
Okay, I'm looking at a thing now. It looks... Damn, they're going to do it early. If it's going to be... Okay. It says AVN is going to be January 4th through the 7th of 2023, Resorts World, Las Vegas. Let me see if that's actually, let's see what they're saying. I definitely won't be going that too early. I mean, where's Resorts World? Okay, they got it up on Eventbrite. And they've got tickets for sale, and it's going to go from January 4th until Saturday, January 7th, and it's going to be at Resorts World, the second floor ballroom. So let me see exactly where Resorts, I don't know where Resorts World is. So...
Wait, start a little earlier than usual?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
earlier than usual.
Damn near 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm trying to see where Resorts World is. It looks... Yeah, I can't. Let me see. But they got it up, so it will be January. Oh, I had never heard of that. Let's see. Oh, wow. Is that the wind? Because this, from the outside, it looks like the Wynn Hotel. Oh, that's by the mall. That's farther down. That's, it's past the Venetian.
Wait, downsizing?
So, Resorts World, no, the Wynn Hotel in the Aria is way bigger than the, it's a Hilton Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice size, it's just, I guess that was, can I get a view from the outside? I want to see a street view. Because normally the best way is to get a street view, then I can tell you exactly. Oh, and I actually, and you know what? I was there in February. So, you know, Google tells you everything, and Google told me I was actually there in February. So if it's where I'm thinking, because Rihanna has her store at the mall there. So all I can say is that I know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
It's Father it's definitely on the strip.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that where it's at on the strip.
Uh-huh.
It's farther down on the strip, if that makes sense. So definitely, I wish it would let me, it will not let me see. All I can say is that that's still early as hell.
Mm. Okay. Well, that thing, I've got three trips I'm planning on, and one of them, two of them, I've got to pay for airplane motel for both.
Mm-hmm.
Or the cruise, it's paid for. But I don't know if I can get a passport. So, yeah. I got to figure that shit out.
If you put up your passport now, it should be back by before you go.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I'm able to get one. Long story on that shit, so I'll have to wait and see.
Greg, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Good.
Are they gonna be still like doing, still do those mask mandates, what have you?
We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, as far as on the cruise, I won't know until next couple of weeks. My daughter goes on a cruise, and she goes to the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and somewhere in Mexico.
Good for her.
So, yeah.
I know that they, they're no longer, whatever they said about the cruises, they, the CDC or whoever has lifted their stuff off of the cruises. So.
I know my daughter has to have a COVID test on Friday, 2 days before they set sail. And that was kind of like me going to Hawaii. I had to have a negative COVID test to not be quarantined on the island.
Right.
So it's somewhat the same on cruises, but I think Hawaii might be lifting that now. They lifted the mandate on masks at the end of March.
I think it's still a big mistake on that part.
Well,
I'm in the middle of planning my Jamaica trip, so I might be in. Well, no, I've contacted because I'm going to Jamaica next year in 2023, and I've already contacted the resort, so they're getting the final touches ready for me, and this is a girls' trip, so I've already had one of my friends tell me that even if she's in a relationship, she's going. And because when I told her that a lot of, I did not, my girlfriends who are in what I call long-term committed relationships or married were not invited. And she asked me, why did I do that? And I said, because this is my birthday. I said, this ain't any old girl's trip. This is my birthday. And I said, even though everybody is going to do what they want to do, what I do not want to hear a couple of weeks after I come back from my trip is about somebody getting into it with their spouse about what may have possibly happened in Jamaica, or assuming that something happened, or they slip up and say some shit that I did. First of all, I'm single, and even if I'm with somebody, I'm fucking going, because if you wasn't with me, I put it like this. We got to be together a couple of years before I get that damn committed, and I ain't even going to say I'm going to be committed at that point. I'm just keeping it real.
Agreed. Agreed.
You know, my attitude has really changed on that. So I'm like free fucking, you know. I'm at the end of my damn career in as far as my age and everything, and the word prenup is in my vocabulary. Every time I see, oh, this person got married, oh, that person got married, yeah, I bet they got a prenup too. Let me explain something between poor people and rich people. Rich people, we see all this cute stuff. Oh, they went and got married. They got married. Yeah, they had a prenup drawn up. Let's get that real. They got a prenup.
Yep. Exactly.
Don't think they ain't got one. And as a person who has talked to an attorney, I actually have an attorney that if I decide to do something as crazy as possibly getting married again,
mm-hmm.
I actually have an attorney that's drawn up a prenup for me right now, because there would be no commitment without a prenup. And I want everybody
yep.
to listen. And I said this, a prenup is to protect both of you. It's not about being rich, but if I'm coming into this with all that I got and you coming in with all that you got, you shouldn't want me taking your shit, and I don't want you taking mine. I want when we separate, if that happens, you got yours, I got mine. And we ain't got to fight over it, because believe it or not, when you have a prenup, regardless of how bitter that shit could be, that prenup is a legally binding contract that locks a whole lot of shit in.
Agreed.
And let me tell you something about the power of the dick and the pussy. Yeah, we had to fit sex in here somehow. But the power of the dick and the pussy will make you say shit that you normally wouldn't say. And you could have a bomb ass pussy and the best fucking dick, but let me tell you something. When motherfuckers get mad as hell at each other and they go their own separate way, guess what? That shit could get ugly. And our prenup, it might not stop it from being ugly, but it's hard to be real ugly when you got a legally binding contract, okay? I'm just saying.
Agreed.
Because at that point, all you going to, that motherfucker this, that bitch that. Guess what? It's a whole lot of talk, but guess what? I got what I got, you got what you got. Deuces, get the fuck on.
Yep.
What's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. And at my age, I'm not really doing that shit with nobody. I'm going to be honest. I'm not in my 20s like I was when I got married to my children's father. So there's nothing for us to build together. Because guess what? I'm pretty well established. And if you're pretty well established, we good. Because you're going to sign off on a whole lot of shit with me. I'm just keeping it real.
That's it. Because
I got
mean,
grandbabies to worry about.
You got a prenup on both sides. Now whatever you build together is split. Together. Done.
Odds are we ain't building shit together at this age. But I'm going to let everybody go because
yes.
next week is Easter Sunday. Yes, we will be on the air. I said that yes, we will be back next Sunday. So everybody have a great week and talk to you next week.
Bye.
Have fun. Enjoy.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.